Tomorrow, however, is the start of Take the Time to Talk Awareness Week. It is all underway tomorrow. And it's about having the conversations with your family that we don't often like to have. When it comes to death, what does your loved one want? What sort of coffin? What sort of music? What sort of service? It's something that we quite often never have the chance to talk about until it's too late. So this is why this week is designed. It's to highlight that we should take the time to talk. And joining us to tell us more about it now on the phone, we have Gary Taylor, President of the Funeral Directors Association of New Zealand. Hello, Gary, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Look, I tell you what, I've looked, because I did the segment on the cafe recently on 3 weekdays, 9 to 10, FYI, where I travelled around a whole lot of funeral directors and I learnt a lot about the role they play in people's lives and how important it is to get things right for the families. So talking about your funeral with a family member is something we should all do.
Without a doubt. I mean, I know it's a very difficult conversation and it's not something that a number of people are comfortable with talking about, but it's like a lot of those difficult conversations. You've got to start somewhere, and the idea of the Awareness Week is very much to put it on people's agenda, to have a talk about not just what they want to do. It's about having that conversation about remembrance. It's about talking to each other and thinking back and remembering the good times.
And I guess a lot has changed over the years, the types of services people have, the type of coffin they have. So all of that, to save arguments within families, you need to have the discussion, don't you?
Without a doubt. There are a number of changes, but the basics stay fairly standard in a lot of ways. I think it's about ensuring that when the time comes that there aren't those unanswered questions. Families who come to a funeral director and are sat there not knowing whether their mum or dad wanted to be buried or cremated. Mm. I mean, even fundamental questions like that, they can be answered, and that takes an enormous amount of stress off for those who are left to make those arrangements.
And I guess the other thing too, if you've got grandchildren, it can be quite therapeutic to identify the things that you might want mentioned at your funeral. So when, you know, when you're having the funeral, you of course have passed, but you obviously want moments of your life reflected. Perhaps you've never had that type of conversation with your grandchildren, and that's just good to have in general life anyway, isn't it?
It is, yes. I think it's good to have those conversations so that, once again, families who are left to make those arrangements don't feel that they are either missing something or maybe going against the deceased's wishes. So having the conversation allows all of that to be out in the open. It allows it to be documented if that's what the families want. And you can do that through any of the FDANZ funeral directors. So, yeah, having that conversation just starts to take away some of the angst that there is at the time somebody dies. It's a very emotional time, and you don't want to be worried and concerned that you're not getting things right at that moment.
Can you go to a funeral director of choice and plan your own funeral?
Yes, certainly. A funeral director will be more than happy to sit down and talk with you and just maybe talk you through the value and purpose of a funeral, why funerals are important to us as individuals, why they're important to us as families and society. And then you can move on from there and talk about your own individual requirements, pieces of music, readings, anything like that that you feel are important to you. But it's a good time also to involve the wider family, to get a bit of an understanding of what they want to get out of your funeral.
What would you say to those that don't want a funeral? I hear it quite a lot. Just throw me in a box and, we'll deal with it later. You know, they are important to have, aren't they?
I think funerals are very important, and we've started to lose our understanding of their importance. When somebody dies, it's a huge moment in everybody's life, in the sense that we are changing our relationship with the deceased. they don't disappear out of our photograph albums, and their clothes don't disappear out of the wardrobe. So we are actually altering that relationship, and we need time to come to understand that. Funerals are a tradition, and they are a transitional rite, very much like marriage and baptism and those sort of things. So it's important that we don't try to skirt around those, because what happens when somebody dies is we experience grief. It's not something that we have the ability to opt into or opt out of. It's a natural reaction to the passing of somebody. And the way we deal with grief as a race, as human beings, is we need to expose ourselves to it, and we need to find a way through grief. You can't find a way around grief.
So in some
respects... Yes, the way to do that.
Yes, and so in some respects, Gary, a funeral can be more important for those that are alive than it is for the person that's passed.
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The funeral is for the living, and it's designed for them to move from a place where they were to a place where they're going to be, and that's the idea of this being a transitional rite. It certainly doesn't cure anything. It certainly doesn't resolve anything. But what it does do is it puts you on that path to healing. It puts you on the path to starting to understand the changed set of circumstances that you're now walking into. It's a way that we deal with our emotions. And if we don't do it, it will come back to bite us at some other point in our lives.
So at a funeral, you take the time to reflect, but next week, from tomorrow through to the 12th of April, we want you to take the time to talk. So how do you approach the conversation, Gary? hi, Granddad, just thought, just in case you die soon, what sort of coffin do you want? What music do you want played? Is that how you do it?
It may be the way you do it,
right?
If that's the relationship you have. I think it's more about starting the conversation about looking back at some of the more memorable times in all of our lives. And as we look back and as we remember and enjoy that sort of experience, I think that leads us into a conversation of, particularly around music, is there a piece of music that if you died tomorrow, what would be the piece of music you would most like played at your funeral? And that can kickstart things.
Yes.
During the week, this awareness week, obviously there will be funeral directors around the country holding open days. There will be involvement with hospice and other rest care facilities and things like that. So there will be opportunities, and you'll see a lot of information out there in the media. So now's a good time. This next week is, it can sort of trigger those conversations.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your insight there, Gary, who is the president of the Funeral Directors Association of New Zealand. Really appreciate it as we launch into Time to Talk Awareness Week.